Euradio présente Europe in a Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite. Hello everyone. Today in Europe in a Soundbite, we are going to take a look at Belgian symbolism and national discourse.
How may we define symbolism?
To summarise symbolism in a few words is not an easy task, given that the complexity and the diversity of this artistic movement escapes even specialists. Besides, rather than a movement, it would be better to speak of the symbolist moment, since it is neither a school nor a stylistically defined trend. Symbolism, literary just as much as it is physical, emerged in Europe at the end of the 19th century. A reaction to the success of naturalism and its representations of strict contemporary reality, symbolist artists view art as a way to transcend reality and to express their spirituality.
Did symbolism meet with great success in Belgium?
Much more than success. Belgium was probably the country in which symbolism blossomed the most, as much in literature with Maurice Maeterlinck as in painting with Fernand Klopf, whose art was purely aesthetic. Jean Delville, a figure of variant of occultism, and Léon Frédéric in a religious and utopian form. This success is not surprising. At the time, the country held the position of intellectual and artistic crossroads of Europe. The Belgian stage, that of Brussels in particular, was very sensitive to artistic innovations coming from abroad. Symbolism responded to the questions of an elite who were prey to an uncertain and violent social context, as well as to a nationalist and identity crisis.
What links are there between an artistic movement and a notion such as nationalism?
The question of nationalism is central. We must remember that Belgium became the entity that we now know as recently as 1830. To legitimise the new nation state, the political authorities and Belgian intellectuals hoped to strengthen the patriotism of its citizens. The cultural reputation of the old southern Netherlands, in particular thanks to reputations of its painters, Van Eyck, Rubens, etc., became the new promoting element of the state. History of art, as well as art criticism, having become disciplines in their own right in the second half of the 19th century, they were the mirror of this identity crisis. Intellectuals tried to pin down the artistic atavism of a country that had lived through trends both diverse and contradictory. It was at this moment in time that the concept of Flemish art appeared, hoping to embrace all of the artistic expressions around a common denominator attached to tradition, from the Flemish primitives of the 15th century to contemporary artists, realism. History of Belgian art defined in this way its aesthetic national identity, an art attached to the representation of reality.
Symbolism seems, however, to be contrary to realism. How can it form part of this history of Belgian art?
Indeed, in this respect, the emergence of symbolism onto the Belgian stage was a conscious act. This movement appeared at first too French and contrary to French realism, Flemish realism. Artists such as Jean Delville were ostracised from an official history of art, as is the case in the works of the famous Camille Lemonnier. However, the success of symbolism in Belgium is such that many authors have tried to assimilate it to that national tradition, notably by inventing the term naturism. This concept directs symbolism towards a cult of the real and of a spiritual and pantheist nature, initiated by the Flemish primitives and found amongst many contemporary artists such as Léon Frédéric, and then later on at the school of Latham St. Martin. Finally, symbolism under the cover of neologism naturism allows the drawing of the contours of the archetypal Flemish artist, a mystic man besotted with nature. Today, Europe in a Soundbite on Belgium symbolism and national discourse was written by Benjamin Falderer according to his own research. Translated by Verity Crane and read aloud by Alfie Davies. Find us at www.ehne.fr.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.